Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Welcome into a Friday edition of the show. You know what that means. We're going to give you our best and worst of the week. Of course, a brand new Richard of the Week will be crowned. We'll play the B or not the B. And the fryer. Well, yes, we're going to throw the worst stories of the week into the fryer, including our worst of the week. But before we get into the show in earnest, thank you to each and every single one of you. We are smashing records this week, Pat. Record download numbers, 4 out of the 5 days, or well, 3 out of the 4 days currently, and I'm guessing today might be the same. We are smashing our personal records. So thank you to each and every single one of you that are downloading this podcast, that maybe re-engaged with the podcast. We greatly appreciate it. But of course, if you're into the visual, you can always go to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/criticalthinking. Hit that subscribe button. Don't miss a single episode. In coming in the new year, I'm going to be experimenting. And Pat, I think we've kind of kicked around this idea once in a while, but I'm going to be experimenting with some shorter videos and maybe some updates throughout the day on stories for the Rumble page. So you're going to want to check all of that out. rumble.com/criticalthinking. It is a Friday. It is the last Friday prior to the World Cup, Pat. Are you excited for the World Cup? You're so excited, it looks as if you didn't turn your lights on today.
Oh, that's a whole nother issue in of itself, but how do I put my excitement for the World Cup? Let me put it to you this way. I think I would rather clean my entire house by myself than watch the World Cup.
Monday at 2 p.m. against Wales, Friday 2 p.m. against England, that's Eastern time, and then on Sunday or Monday, I can't remember, it will be the United States versus Iran at, wait for it, Pat, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
I mean, here's the thing. Go Team USA, but that's about the most you're going to get out of me with this World Cup.
All right. So we have a ton to get into in this program, and we always start our Friday programs with our best story of the week. Pat, give me your best story this week.
My best story. Well, earlier this week, you heard us talk about Hillary Burton Morgan and her comments about Candace Cameron Bure. In terms of the Great American Family Network and some of her comments there and how they are going to be focusing on traditional marriage and keeping that at their core in terms of their programming, especially with their Christmas movies this year. Mm-hmm. You heard us talk about that. And of course, you know, Hillary Burton Morgan went absolutely bat nuts crazy on Candace Cameron Bure. Well, Candace Cameron Bure, I think, has had one of the classiest responses to that kind of controversy I think I've seen in a long time. And her response was, I would like to address the comments on Great American Families programming as reported in the Wall Street Journal. All of you know me beyond question that I have a great love and affection for all people. It absolutely breaks my heart that anyone would ever think that I intentionally would want to offend and hurt anyone. It saddens me that the media is often seeking to divide us even around a subject as comforting and merry as Christmas movies. But given the toxic climate in our culture right now, I shouldn't be surprised. We need Christmas more than ever. I am a devoted Christian, which means I believe that every human being bears the image of God. Because of that, I am called to love all people, and I do. If you know me, you know that I'm a person who fiercely and indiscriminately, my heart yearns and to build bridges and bring people one step closer to God, to love others well, and simply be a reflection of God's huge love for all of us. To the members of the media responsible for using this opportunity to fan flames of conflict and hate, I have a simple message. I love you anyway. To those who hate that I value and who are attacking me online, I love you. To those who tried to assassinate my character, I love you. To everyone reading this, of any race, creed, sexuality, political party, including those who have tried to bully me with name-calling, I love you. I have long wanted to find a home for more faith-based programming. I'm grateful to be in the integral part of a young and growing network. I mean, there's lots more that she goes into here. But yeah, that was absolutely a fantastic, a classy response. I've said it before. She is an attractive woman. She's even more attractive when she does stuff like this, because this is something that we don't see in a lot of Hollywood actors and actresses today, where they're willing to be like, you know what? This is what I believe. Mm-hmm. It's okay that you don't believe what I believe. I still love you anyway. Let's just all get along.
Right.
You know, that just the sheer classiness of this makes it my best story of the week.
Yeah. And then compared to, you know, Hillary Burton, whomever, and then right, Maren Morris, of course, you know, the ultra leftist country music personality, decided to chime in as well. Make DJ Tanner gay again. What?
Clearly, she never watched that show.
But
anyway.
Anywho, notice the response was love, not hate. Love, not right, division. Love.
She could have taken this so many different ways, and she took this as the classiest way possible, and that was, love y'all anyway. Mm-hmm. I believe in God. God is going to be at the center of everything that I do. And support me or not, I love you anyway. I'm going to keep doing what I set out to do, which is what she should do. And I can't thank her enough for it, because that just it put a sincere smile on my face.
Yeah, a thousand percent. So my best story of the week is actually a story from the world of media as well, Pat.
Oh, okay.
And it's a story that came out yesterday. We have the news, Pat, that Daily Wire Plus, if you will, too, right? Right. Uh-huh. Has topped 1 million monthly subscribers. That's right.
Wow.
1 million subscribers. Jeremy's Razors, 100,000 razor subscriptions. Now, it Jeremy's Razors, unfortunately, doesn't work for me. I tried them. It doesn't work for me because I have very sensitive skin. And yeah, ouch. But for other people who don't have sensitive skin, this is a great product. I'm not going to knock it. It just didn't work for me. But.
Well, not everything is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Daily Wire nearly doubled its growth year over year every year since 2015's founding. They're projecting nearly $200 million in revenue by the end of this year, reporting $100 million in revenue in 2021. 1 million active subscribers makes us one of the most successful conservative media companies of all time, said Jeremy Boring, God King of Daily Wire. It took us 5 years to get our first 100,000 active subscribers, but we doubled down, reached higher, pushed harder, and just 2.5 years later, we have 10x that number. But it isn't even a drop in the bucket. And this is why this is my best story of the week, Pat, because they're not just content with, okay, we got to that big mark, right?
Right. No, they're continuing to push.
They're going to burn it down, to steal from Seth Rollins. As he continues to say, but it isn't even a drop in the bucket compared to the media companies currently in service of the left. In that world, 10 million subscribers is the bare minimum just to play the game. To succeed in our effort to create a true news and entertainment alternative for the millions of Americans tired of the hegemony of the woke giants, we have to grow 10x, and then we have to grow 10x again. Daily Wire has nearly 90 million followers across all social media platforms, generating 80 million podcast downloads per month. 40 million of them come from Ben Shapiro, the editor emeritus of Daily Wire. The show has been listened to a staggering 1.2 billion times. The comment section with Britt Cooper, in its first year as a podcast, has garnered 1.4 million subscribers and 500 million total views on YouTube.
Wow.
And why is this my best story of the week? It's my best story of the week because, well, as I hinted, this is a company that isn't content with where they are. Because once you become content with where you are, that's where you sit and you die. Now, yeah. That doesn't mean that you blow the whole thing up every year and do it all over again. No. You find what's working and you iterate off of it. You find new ways to grow from that. But the reason, the bigger reason for me that this is my best story of the week is that it goes to show you that when you actually produce content that people want to watch, want to listen to, want to be a part of, it works. Whether that content is political, apolitical, entertainment, kids programming, people are hungry for alternatives. And the Daily Wire seems to be presenting these alternatives in greater and greater numbers. What do you think they can do with $200 million in revenue? A lot.
Yeah.
They can do a lot with that revenue. And it goes to show you that there is some sustainability in that business model. More importantly than that, though, Pat, the 100% truth in all of this is that this is a company that gets what needs to happen in our culture and is actually doing something about it instead of just taking pot shots from the sidelines. They have put their money where their mouth is, and they're cashing checks and bringing receipts.
My favorite thing about them, though, is that they are one of those businesses that you can work with that don't insult you.
Absolutely. Now, they also announced some really great things coming, and I am so excited for some of these things, Pat. There's going to be major projects in development. They have exclusively secured all feature film and television series rights to develop and produce an adaptation of Atlas Shrugged.
Ooh.
That's going to be amazing what they do with like some sort of a series around it. I'm going to be honest. I have never gotten through Atlas Shrugged all the way. I think that might be a good challenge for the winter to get through that book. It's actually not a hard read. It's just really long.
Right.
Now, they also have an exclusive option to develop and produce feature film and television series adaptations for all six books in Stephen R. Lawhead's The Pendragon Cycle. I don't know anything about this. Do you, Pat?
I'm not familiar. I'm not super familiar with it, no.
They also are going to premiere the first four episodes of Dennis Prager's Prager U Master's course with Dennis Prager. That's going to start in December. They also announced more kids' shows being released in the spring, including A Wonderful Day with Mabel McClay and The Zoodles Show. So it's not as if they just are paying lip service to wanting to produce alternatives for all people in the culture. They're doing it. There is literally entertainment, right? We've got Atlas Shrugged, right. The Pendragon Cycle. You've got political commentary and know-how from the Prager U Masters courses with Dennis Prager. And you got your kids' shows. They are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, and they're not backing away. I love every second of this. And it's similar to the Candace Cameron Bure story in the fact that, yep, we're not going anywhere. Deal with it. That's basically what Candace Cameron Bure said. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not changing my values. My values are my values. You're not changing those based off of your hatred. I'm going to meet your hatred with love. The Daily Wire is saying, I'm going to meet your hatred with, we're building an alternative so that people can go somewhere to plug out or step out of the matrix, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Bye-bye. I don't have to tune in to the ABCs, the NBCs, the CBSs of the world and have woke messaging through every single show.
Just out of curiosity, I wonder how long it's going to be before the Daily Wire starts breaking into like those Hallmark, Great American Family-esque type Christmas movies and Christmas programming and getting someone like Candace Cameron Bure to come over and do stuff with the Daily Wire. I don't know if she'll ever do it specifically, but someone
Gina,
like her,
maybe
I
can see Gina them Carano it. Or
Carano, yeah,
well,
yeah,
that, maybe not her, because is she Jewish? I'm not totally sure.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm thinking of Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Oh, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But my point being, like, there's somebody like that has enough of a following. Yeah. And enough of a background in production and acting that could do that. I bet you that is a place that they think of going next.
Yeah.
Or potentially striking a deal with Great American Family.
Yeah. I could see them partnering because they've partnered with PragerU.
Yeah.
I could see them partnering with them. Absolutely.
Yeah. I could see them doing some sort of partnership or some sort of ability to produce streaming content for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, maybe a media merger.
Potentially. I could totally see something like that happening.
Yeah.
Especially as the Great American Family Network grows, I could totally see it happen.
And it doesn't even, it just rebrands itself. Not even Great American Family. It'll become Daily Wire or some new media company that they can brand Great American Christmas. They can brand, you know, whatever have you, and producing content in conjunction with the streaming content. What I would love to see them produce is an actual app that's available for like Amazon Fire Stick and and other places so that
they can actually stream it on my TV. Yeah.
Right. Because I can't do that right now. I can, if I have Apple TV, I can cast it to my TV.
I was going to say, I could do the same thing with my Samsung.
Right.
But yeah.
It's not as stable. It's not as well thought out. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's where they take some of that technology money and shove it into it. Because that's really where the Blaze TV kind of wins out for me.
Yeah.
I watch their shows more often than not because I can. right? I can do multiple things, but with the Daily Wire, I can't, right?
Right.
So like, I can't have my, so like, I can't have my, you know, TV going, or I can't have my phone going and take phone calls at the same time.
Right.
It's kind of a problem. Yeah, so we'll see what happens down the road, but I think this is one of my best stories of the year. To see them have this kind of success just goes to show you the appetite of the American people, and more importantly that, yes, they have political content, but notice their direction is not political in nature. It is cultural in nature. And as we look at what happened in the aftermath of the election, right, we know that the House is going to be a small majority for the Republican Party. We know that it's a 50-50. And by the way, how did Chuck Schumer become the majority leader of a 50-50 Congress or Senate, Pat? I don't understand that.
It isn't Kamala the tiebreaker there to where it gives the Democrats the power? I think that's how that works.
She is a tiebreaker, but she's only a tiebreaker on legislative issues. Right,
but I think that's how that works, though, is the whatever party the vice president is on a 50-50 split, that's the majority. don't quote me on that, no. But from what I remember of
it doesn't make sense.
Polly's tie, yeah,
it just doesn't make sense to me. But notice how, despite all of the things that went on and the unexpected nature of what took place in this election, right?
Hmm.
And potentially the cultural issues that allowed for this to happen, right? We've talked about the single women, all the single ladies voting for abortion, right? 70-30 Democrat in that category. I've had my theory about this being, you need to break that into urban versus suburban. And you need to break it into congressional district by congressional district to understand also how those women voted the last three or four times out. Because my thought process here is that subset has been voting Democrat for a very long time and in really high numbers. The question is, did they turn out in numbers that swayed elections that would have mattered? We don't know that. And frankly, I don't have the time to do that. Do you?
No.
I don't got that kind of time, and I'm not getting paid to do it, so no thank you. But that having been said, right, it was a cultural thing, right? It wasn't a political policy legislative issue. It was a cultural issue. Abortion is, yes, both policy and culture, but this was a cultural stand that they were willing to take. Look at what's going down on the other side here with the Daily Wire. They're taking a stand. They're producing culture. They're giving us alternatives, and they're having some success doing so. Getting to 1 million subscribers every month, holy bleep. It's coming from content creators, right? Like us.
Right.
That's hard. That's really hard to accomplish. Getting to 1,000 YouTube subscribers is really hard to accomplish. Now going from 1,000 to 10,000 subscribers is really hard. They're multi-millions of subscribers just on their single platform, not just YouTube and all those other things. That's incredible, incredible, incredible. And I can't wait to see where they go down the road from here. That having been said, Pat, I think it is time for us to play a little bit of the B or not the B as we kick off the fun portion of the end of the week. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
That's right. It's time to play the B or not the B, where one of us reads a headline, the other of us guesses whether that came from the Babylon Bee or notthebee.com if you are new to the program. Pat, lay that headline on me at least once, maybe twice.
Alrighty then. Today's headline, Ilhan Omar asks if she can quickly add one more kind of marriage to Respect for Marriage Act. Ilhan Omar asks if she can quickly add one more kind of marriage to Respect for Marriage Act. Is this the bee or not the bee? That is the question. While you're thinking about that, Andrew Coppins, folks, it is cold outside here. If you're in, by the way, if you're in Buffalo this weekend, holy crap, I'm sorry. I highly advise that you move to warmer climates, by the way, with maybe a little less snow, but that's just me. But if you're cold, it's a great time to have some hot chocolate. A really great time to have some hot chocolate. And if you go to our folks over at coffeebrandcoffee.com, you can find some really good hot chocolate over there. And like their coffee, everything that they do is fresh roasted and freshly prepared for you and shipped right to your door. It's fantastic. They've got some great flavors over there. In terms of hot chocolate, I think they just came out with like a peppermint flavor for the Christmas season. So I'm really looking forward to trying that one. But their chocolate blend and their marshmallow blend, I can say that I've tried. They are both very good. If you're into hot chocolate, if you're into coffee, they've got all sorts of different great coffee flavors as well. They have tea. Mm-hmm. Everything is fresh, as I said. All you need to do is go to coffeebrandcoffee.com. Use the promo code CRITICALTHINKING at checkout, and you'll get 5% off your purchase. Go to coffeebrandcoffee.com, critical thinking at checkout, 5% off your purchase.
That's right, 5% off. If you're watching, you knew that I was giving you a five.
Ten. Elon Omar. Elon Omar asks if she can quickly add one more kind of marriage to Respect for Marriage Act. Is this the B or not the B? Andrew Coppins, your answer.
This has got to be the Babylon B, because we were talking about full faith and credit given to marriage equality, right? Remind you, in the text of the bill, full faith and credit to any no person acting under color of state law may deny full faith and credit to any public act, record, or judicial proceeding of any other state pertaining to a marriage between two individuals on the basis of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin of those individuals, or a right or claim arising from such a marriage on the basis that such marriage would not be recognized under the law of the state on the basis of their sex, race, ethnicity, national origin of the individuals. Now, wouldn't Ilhan Omar be covered on some of these things by national origin or ethnicity?
You would think.
Oh, they forgot familial status.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that where they're going here at the Babylon Bee? Please tell me that's where they're going.
Well, here. Let me just.
She may or allegedly have married her brother to keep her brother in the United States of America.
Yeah. With respect for marriage bill to codify gay marriage nearing final passage, Representative Ilhan Omar has asked for an additional amendment to allow another form of marriage people might want to take advantage of from time to time. Hey guys, I don't know, can we add, let's say, marriage to your own brother to the list of officially recognized marriages with the congresswoman from Minneapolis? Like, say, if you want to rig immigration system in favor by marrying a relative, maybe we should just go ahead and legalize it just in case. Not that I would do it myself. Don't be silly. Mm-hmm. The congresswoman has requested the new law be retroactive to cover anyone who may have engaged in the activity in the early 2000s. That would ensure we know, you know, cover all our bases and stuff, she said. Senator Mitch McConnell condemned the proposed change, adding that sibling marriage only works in his home state of Kentucky and shouldn't be rolled out nationwide. At publishing time, Mitt Romney also requested a last-minute amendment legalizing polygamy. I mean, can you not see this article being prophecy, though?
Oh, God.
More than satire. Because
put it on their Google Drive list. Have you seen that, by the way? They actually have a Google Drive that's shareable across the world. Did you know that?
No.
And it's a list. It's a stat. It's a list, like a Google sheet. And it's literally just a headline and the actual headline that came true. And it's just a running list of all of their prophecies from the Babylon Bee. It's fantastic. But it's at least 75 in the last 5 years.
Yeah. But seriously, though, can you not see, like, well, I mean, because if we're going to go down this whole marriage thing, can you not see someone trying to advocate for incestual marriages and also marriages that are polygamous?
We don't even, it's already happening, Pat.
I know.
Right, because we have the minor attracted persons, right? We can't call them pedophiles because, well, not everybody, you're a pedophile. Yeah. Or a pederast. One of the two. Look them up. They're different. They're the same, but different. It just depends on your puberty status. Puberty. Susan Collins.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah. What? Yeah, you know that the gender studies, you know, trans ideology crowd already believes this and will think this, even though we know. And one of the things that I hesitated to bring up on Twitter, because this is not a place to bring this up in terms of being able to actually have a discussion. But we had this yesterday. People keep pushing back on, well, polygamy and natural marriage. It's like, you do realize that, yes, in the Old Testament of the Bible, right?
Yes.
They had multiple wives. You know, they keep using the 700 wives and 300 concubines. Okay. But let's fast forward to the end of the story of that individual, right? What happens to that individual?
Don't they die?
They die penniless. They die a horrible, not so very good death. And yeah, the multiple marriages ruin them. God's design from the beginning is one man, one woman, right? And right. God, by the way, after Adam and Eve sin, right? Mind you, if God didn't want us sinning, if God wanted to control everything and make sure that we have no free will, we only do the will of God ever, right? If he wanted to do that, Adam and Eve would never have sinned.
Right.
So the suggestion that polygamy is not only practiced but accepted in the Bible. Yeah, that's a real stretch, because you don't know the story then. Yes, it happened, right? Yes, right. Moses had multiple wives, Abraham, John, you know, Isaac, all of them, right? We know the stories, right? What's the end of the story? Or is, you know, are very, 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 I just love Paul Harvey. I just love Paul Harvey. I grew up, my grandfather listened to him every single day. So I got a chance to listen to that. And the rest of the story, know it. Because the rest of the story every single time is that those that practice this practice were ruined. They didn't get an opportunity to have a great life. They were ruined. Throughout the rest of the story that is told in Genesis, throughout the rest of the story that's told of these individuals, all of them end terribly. Why? Because God looked down on their polygamy. God looked down on their sin and said, yes, no, you're going to be punished for it unless you repent of it. They never repented of it. Well, let's fast forward to the New Testament, right? God's son, the only begotten son. What is his message on marriage? One woman, one man, man and wife as equals coming together to form a more perfect union. And that taking of multiple wives, which was practiced in the Judaic faith of the time, was wrong. That, my friend, was different. than being put out by the vast majority of society at the time. Also, let's go ahead and get into this real quick, Pat. The incest, what do we know genetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually about those who are the products of incest and polygamy? By and large, the practice does what to the gene pool? It is a bad situation health-wise. Why? Because a lot of these, you know, you look at the FDLS, the fundamental, or FLDS, you look at all these like really big sects of the non-mainstream Mormon church, right? Mm-hmm. You look at some sects of the non-mainstream Catholic church, by the way. You look at some sects of all sorts of different churches. It doesn't end well. Well, what about the Roman culture? Yeah, exactly. The Roman culture. It ruined itself. Everywhere in the world that this practice is practiced, it ruins itself. It ruins its society because it's wrong. That's the ultimate lesson. So but think about the health. We don't even have to talk about the biblical nature of this, right? Let's talk about the health nature. What do we know about it from a health perspective? That it literally breeds problems. You increase all the intellectual disabilities. You increase physical disabilities. You increase stillbirth rates. You increase mortality to the mother by huge numbers. So if we find that out, and just because it was practiced by some people in the Bible, does that mean that we have to practice it today, that it should be done? If we find out something in God's mystery, that is the world, if we find out information, if God is giving us the clue, do we not heed the clue? I don't get it, right? I don't get the, blah, blah, blah. There's a reason why the Mormon church has outlawed polygamy, right? There's a reason why every state has outlawed polygamy. There's a reason why incest is outlawed. There's a reason why it is illegal. There's a reason why you go to prison if you practice it in some states, right? I believe in most states. There's a prison term for that. Because it does harm to the societal good. And ultimately, that is exactly the lesson we learn in every single one of the things that people on the other side of the aisle are going to point to when we talk about natural marriage. Every single example that they're going to throw at us, ask them how it ends. That's all you need to do. It's as simple as that. It's also as simple, and I point this out in my real estate world. People come up to me all the time when we're in social settings, right, Pat? And ask me, how's the market? How's this? How's that? You know what I come back with? I don't come back with all the knowledge. I don't come back with any of it. I shut up and listen. But I give them one fact. And I just say, oh, yeah, the market's interesting. What have you heard? And let them talk so that I know what they think they know versus what is actually out there and how I can educate them. So ask them the question. Ask them one simple question when they come at you. How does every one of those stories of polygamy end? Every one of them. Whether you want to talk about the biblical history, whether you want to talk about the history of China, the history of the practice in Africa, the history of the practice all over the world. Because it has happened. Yeah, you're right. It has happened in the past. But ask yourself, what happens in the end? The whole Paul Harvey. And now you know the rest of the story. With that, Pat, it is time for us to move forward. It is time for us to crown a brand new Richard of the Week. Are you ready for the four nominees?
Oh, I'm ready. Alrighty. Here are our nominees. We have, Hillary Burton Morgan, and if you were listening to this program earlier, or if you listened to WTF Wednesday, you know why, for her comments to Candace Cameron Bure. We have Vladimir Putin for his war crimes in Ukraine again. But in that same breath, we also have Zelensky because of, he sort of launched a couple of missiles that ended up in Poland, killing a couple of people.
Wait, what? Wait. That wasn't Russia?
No, that was Zelensky. And his response on that was, it was very Richard. Very, very Richard.
Uh-huh. We're going to get into that in a little bit, I have a feeling.
and then we finally have Sheila Jackson Lee for trying to connect slavery reparations to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let me guess. If we gave reparations, the black population would not have been as affected by COVID-19.
Very good. Thank you.
Let me think about this. Carry the one, divide by zero, times negative pi, algorithm. Yeah, no, that's not how that works. That's not how any of that works. Seriously, though, Pat, I want to know how the synapses work in Sheila Jackson Lee's brain. I really do, because correct me if I'm wrong. Really rich people, really poor people, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, indigenous, all over the world. Vanuatu to Timbuktu to the hoods of Southside Chicago to the rich elite in Lake Forest, Illinois, to the godly people of Utah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
To the indigenous people of the Andes Mountains who live in isolation.
Yeah.
They all got COVID.
Yeah, they did.
So if you were able to be wealthy, right, you could avoid getting COVID. Is that what? In what scientific world does that make any goddamn sense? My God, woman.
Truth or fiction time. Sheila Jackson Lee is Texas's dumbest politician.
Fiction. Have you met Beto? Really? Robert Francis O'Rourke?
Yeah, but he's not in office.
Once, twice, three times a loser.
Okay, fair enough.
I would say he's the dumbest. Did you see him dance on TikTok? Okay. That was bad. That was terrible. Cringe. Just because something is a trend doesn't mean you have to do it.
Right.
Now, if you have something to add to it, have at it, Hoss. All right. So that being said, Pat, I think we both know exactly who the Richard of the Week is.
Yeah, I think we do.
And the winner, Pat, is
Zelensky.
Volodymyr Zelensky. That is correct. Yes, the president or whatever, prime minister of Ukraine. He done did a really Richard-like thing this week.
Yeah, he sort of did.
Attempting to Archduke Ferdinand, apparently, the war. He knew full well that, by the way, as we now unpack what happened, there was a missile strike going on and a bunch of missile strikes going on from Russia. By the way, who's getting their ass handed to them on the Eastern Front right now. They're basically pushed all the way back to Crimea and like maybe 20 miles from the border with Russia right now. Like, if you know the actual fighting going on here, Russia's getting its ass handed to it, okay? It's amazing to see. That having been said, Russia has been lobbing missiles after missiles after missiles at big population centers all across, especially in the western part of Ukraine. Now, they attempted to send up missiles to intercept, right? To blow that shit up in midair, right?
Right.
Problem was that they misfired and then they went into Poland. That's a problem, right? And so rather than admitting, sorry, man, like, hey, this was not an intended situation, we apologize, blah, blah, blah. What did Vladimir Zelensky decide to do about it? Blame Russia. Blame Russia. And then attempt to get NATO involved because Russia attacked a NATO ally in Poland, and therefore we must, vis-a-vis the Treaty of NATO, attack and defend, thus creating World War III. Is that bad, Pat? Is knowingly lying about the situation and then attempting to draw us into World War III, is that bad?
Yeah. In fact, it's so bad that that story deserves to go into the fryer.
Speaking of which, Pat, I had some struggles here with my worst story of the week because that is horrible, terrible, no good, very bad. That's awful.
Right.
There are some other stories that are terrible, no good, very bad, awful as well, right?
Right.
Pray tell, where do you think I'm going with this, right?
Are you going to go down the road of COVID?
Oh, yes, I am. On multiple fronts, at least two, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Because we have news out of Los Angeles. You, Pat. Of all the stupid things during the pandemic, what is the dumbest?
It's got to be the mask mandates.
Yes. The idea that masking up will protect you, protect others, protect anybody. It never has. It never will. The only usage of masking that makes any sense is in a setting in which you need a sterile environment. Again, I will repeat this. Well, why do people wear masks in the operating room and in the hospital? Because sterilization of the operating room is vital. And one good way of doing that is to make sure that your spittle, that your whatever is caught, and as few particles of that get through as possible. There. We're post-pandemic, correct, Pat?
It depends on who you ask, but yes.
Well, because Los Angeles County is now going to recommend reintroducing an indoor mask mandate.
Why? Oh, really?
Well, because, Pat, it's November, and there's a rise in case numbers of COVID-19 in Los Angeles County.
Isn't it cold and flu season?
It's cold and flu and COVID season. It's not like we don't have, wait for it, almost 3 years of data that would tell us that, oh bleep, here it comes.
So it's wabbit season and it's duck season.
I'm just going to ask anybody, and I've been very open. Me and my wife are looking at all of our options to get the hell out of here, right? All of them. But if you are in California, what the hell? Get the hell out.
You want your freedom back? Leave California.
Guess what? You can sell your house for an ass ton of money and go buy one in Florida or Tennessee or elsewhere for about half the price of what you're going to sell it for in California. Pat, if you sold your house for $1 million and you bought a $500,000 house, okay?
Uh-huh.
Would that extra $500,000 help increase your family's wealth?
Yeah, a little bit. I'd have a house paid off, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So that's bad. But then we also have the story this week. Now, this is good and bad. good because the Senate voted to end the emergency powers, the health emergency powers of the president when it comes to COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
37 Democrats. 37 Democrats voted against it.
Didn't they extend something to April, though?
That's what they're trying to end, is his ability to do that. So the story is this. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution this week to terminate the national emergency declared in 2020 in response to COVID, but 37 Democrats voted against it. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, had proposed the bill for a second time in September, shortly after Joe Biden told CBS News in an interview the pandemic was over. The White House quickly walked that back, but for most Americans, it is over. We all realize that COVID would be around for years, maybe forever, and we're just going to have to live with it. Most of the Senate believes that too. Marshall's resolution to end the national emergency passed the Senate 61-37 on Tuesday, with 10 Democrats joining all Republicans. Two Democrats were absent and didn't vote. I can't remember the two people, but it was like, you probably don't want to be on record. That would be why. The senator said in his speech on the Senate floor that the national emergency had been in effect way too long and has taken a dramatic toll on Americans. So, yes, the vast majority of people live in sanity right now, right? Even in the Senate. But for lest you think that these people are going to give up their power, lest you think that they actually believe this pandemic is over, lest you think they won't go down the road of enforcing this tyranny down your throat again, here you go. What more evidence do we need that we have to just live with this than living through it for 2.5-3 years? Because guess what? We're pushing our third year of this, by the way. In fact, we're already into the vast majority of evidence suggests that this was actually maybe August or September. And we just never knew it because we had no way to test for it or look for it because it looks and acts just like, wait for it, the flu, right?
Or really bad cold.
Right. But either way, it looks exactly like these types of viruses, right?
Right.
And so we just really had no way of knowing that we should be looking for something else for a long time. But when you trace the evidence back, it's likely August or September of 2019. So we're in 2022, that would be 3 years now. What part of the evidence do you, these people will not give up. These people will not give up their tyranny, will not give up the power. Now, will this pass in the House? Probably not until there's a switch. That's going to be my guess. But the good news is that the current makeup is only, I think, 12 or 13 advantage to the Democrats right now. Before we flip over to the new session, right?
Right.
So all you need to peel is about 15 House Democrats. I'm going to guess, based on what we saw from Team Sanity in the Senate, that this will actually pass the House. And guess what? The function of the legislative branch works for once. So that's the good and the bad part of this story. But I'm not done, Pat, because I've got more. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Mountain Dew's new holiday flavor has come out. Called Fruit Quake.
I'm guessing it's a fruitcake flavor.
Because nothing screams I want to try it like the worst piece of holiday food known to man. Let me just break this down real quick. This item called fruitcake, right, is so terrible, horrible, no good, very bad, that it became a running gag in my family for over a decade. That it literally was like playing hot potato, only we found new, inventive, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad ways to present a single fruitcake to somebody for over a decade. Why would you, why not eggnog, right? Why not go down that road? Or I don't know, hear me out on this one, Pat. why not go down a candy cane flavor? Or even better, Reese's peanut butter cup flavor, right? The trees, the Reese's trees. Or hear me out on this one. I don't know. Anything other than this.
Apparently, they knew that this would torture you. And so that's why.
Absolute hell. Go into the fryer and never come out. This never, no. This is like new Coke for me, Pat. Hard pass. That's going to be a hard pass for me, dog. A very hard pass.
Okay.
Oh, also, Pat, there's still this.
Oh, jeez. What now?
Did you know that there are 97 gender options in the city of San Francisco in which somebody can claim their $1,200 a month payment for being trans? If you are trans, the city of San Francisco is going to pay you.
If there was ever a Sodom and Gomorrah in the United States today, would it not be San Francisco?
Pretty much. The city of San Francisco is going to pay trans citizens $1,200 a month in guaranteed income. That's right. What are some of the genders here, you might be asking? 97 of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the list, Wario, as in the character from Mario Brothers. Gender outlaw, tomboy, Cathoid. What?
These aren't
Cthulhu. I don't know who that is. Boy, B-O-I. Just some of them.
Those aren't genders.
They're just literally made up terms, Pat. Yes, you are correct. And so congratulations, you can get $1,200 from the government just for being a total dipshit. Again, if you live in California, what the absolute hell are you doing there? Get the bleep out and let it burn itself to the ground.
On the other hand, is this not the most brilliant Ponzi scheme of all time?
No, Pat, I hate to break this to you. Ginger is not one of the accepted gender ideologies.
See, ginger lives matter, okay? That is bullcrap. Ginger lives matter. But seriously, is this not the greatest Ponzi scheme of all time? Here they've come up with something that is so crazy that the government is willing to pay them for it.
You are correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just throwing that out there. So is this really crazy then, or is it brilliant? I can't decide because they're getting $1,200 a month and I'm not getting.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at
no,
all.
No, not good at all. Not,
no. Nope. I'm also not good this week, and I'm going to throw this into the fryer. Jay Leno getting burned to a crisp.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
Oof. Oh, that was boy, no there. No, just no. Now the good news is that friends were there. Also, we have to throw this into the fryer. FTX, just right into the damn fryer.
Yeah.
And then I have another potential worst story of the week. Do you see the problem with getting to the worst story of the week here, Pat?
They all really suck.
because Target has announced they've lost $400 million in 2022 to smash and grabs.
Is that bad?
Projecting $600 million by the end of the year, by the way.
Is that bad?
Yes. That is awful.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can choose just one. I really don't.
What's your worst story of the week?
Well, I mean, my worst story of the week was going to be the whole Disrespect for Marriage Act and the LDS Church endorsing said act.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's
wholly awful.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to yesterday's episode, because we literally gave you word for word the text of the bill, and we gave you almost word for word the two, because there were two sections to the Baldwin
amendment.
Collins Tillis amendment. I had to think about the three. So we gave you both of them in their own words. And then we also looked at the interpretation of them. This is terrible for those who want to actually act their faith in life. It's terrible because the government has created an action that will allow you to be ruined simply by expressing your faith and living it in your life. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's no good. It's very bad. And we had 12 Republicans, including Joni Ernst of Iowa, go down this route. Joni freaking Ernst. I get Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a lost freaking cause. And thank you for that, Utah. Still mad at you. Still pissed at you for that.
So am I, and I live here.
Yeah, it's awful. To watch the LDS Church go, you know what? Clap like a seal. We got an amendment.
Yeah,
that actually does nothing to protect you. By the way, it literally just says you don't have to perform those marriages.
Well, I mean,
under penalty of law.
I heard a great analogy when it comes to the politics of the church. They are very Mitt Romney-esque versus Mike Lee.
Oh yeah, I mean, look at what's going on at BYU, right?
Right. Yeah, they're very Mitt Romney-esque, and so the thing is, Mike Lee, I think, is much more astute of what's going on here than anyone in the church leadership or Mitt Romney even cares to know about.
That's the joke. It's like the joke in the Catholic faith. Is the Pope Catholic?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Debatable at best. Sometimes. Most of the time, yeah, that's going to be a hard pass for me, dog. That having been said, anything else you want to throw into the fryer?
No. I mean, I think we covered a large portion of what could be considered the worst story of the week. And I honestly, after hearing some of these, I don't know that I can choose just like what is the absolute worst. I don't know.
With that being said, your final thoughts on the week?
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And on this 18th day of Andrew's birth month, his gift today is going to be Fruitquake.
I'm going to spit it right back at you, Pat.
The funny part was, is like when you mentioned that earlier, I actually had this pulled up to be your birthday present before you mentioned it.
Also, Pat, I'm surprised you didn't go with endless fourth quarters of the Packers-Titans game. Because that was horrible, no good, very bad, terrible. That might have been my worst story of the week.
I already gave you the gift of the Packers missing the playoffs this year.
Well, that's very clear after last week. So real quick before I go, Pat, how many times have you seen – this is crazy for me. So in – 4 out of the last 5 games, I've had an opportunity to win either the first quarter, second quarter, or third quarter on numbers that are played in Wisconsin. Basically, you get like 0-0, 7-7, 7-4, whatever combination, right? And then you add up the numbers on the end of the – so if it's like 10-0, it would be 0, right? And then if it's 10-7, it would be 0-7 or 7-0, whatever combination wins, right? Not once, not twice. Not 3 times, but 4 times this year already, I have lost a quarter by somebody missing a point after or a 2-point conversion at the end of a damn quarter. It happened last night. The Packers missed a field goal or missed a extra point. Made it 7-6. Hmm. Yep, yep. Oh no. So we missed it. We got to 0 near the end of the second quarter, right? Tennessee missed an extra point that would have given me the win. The 2 missed PATs in that game, Pat, and they both effed me. Also, I have watched this team literally die on the vine not once, not twice, but four times in the fourth quarter on fourth and really short. What the hell is going on?
How do you do that? First of all, how do you miss a PAT? How do you miss a PAT? If you're a professional football player, aside from getting it blocked potentially, because that does occasionally happen.
That's what happened to Mason Crosby's first PAT. Got tipped.
Yeah. So that I understand, but you, if you're playing professional football, you shouldn't be missing PATs.
Yeah, and with that, please be smart, be safe, be kind, have yourselves a great weekend, and make sure you eat all your meals this weekend. As always, Matthew 5:47.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.